Good morning, church. Well, I for one, I am ready to praise the Lord this morning. I was sitting back and thinking of a couple sermons ago. The sermon was titled The Weapon of Choice. And it was the choice to what we're going to do. The choice to praise God, the choice to complain. We're gonna praise the Lord this morning. So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can come here and we can be here in church. And Father, we want to come to you now in spirit and in truth. It's just the way that you want us to come to you. So Father God, if there is anything that is hindering us from coming to you in that way, help us, Father God, now just to be able to confess it and remove it and just be able to have an awesome time of worship here and praise this morning. And we thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Prince of Peace, glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord our God, great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God, great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems ring. Praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God, great and mighty is He. Know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes I am, I'm the temple. Yes I am, I'm the temple. Yes I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems ring. Praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled full of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems ring. Praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He.
Amen.
You agree with that?
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, for the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King? Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King? So let's go up to Zion, let's go up to Zion, let's go up to Zion, the city of our God. There's oil and wine in Zion, there's oil and wine in Zion, there's oil and wine in Zion, the city of our God. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, there's joy in the land. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful the situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King? Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King?
Amen.
You'll find the words to that in Psalm 48.
Of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus. Matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me, broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise His name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching to all the lost. By it I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost. Chains have been torn asunder, giving me liberty, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful. gospel, the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me, broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise His name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled, by His transforming power, making Him God's dear child, purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity, and the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me, broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise His name.
Amen and hallelujah.
Broader than the scope of my transgressions. You know, the older you are, the greater you realize God's grace. Because the more experience we have, the more trouble we can get into. Broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater than all my sin and shame, oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Praise His name. Indeed. Wonderful grace of Jesus.
Amen.
Psalm 8:1.
Satisfies the longing and he fills the hungry soul. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He sent his word and healed them. Sent his word and healeth them. He sent his word and healeth them. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Makes the storm a calm, so the waves thereof are still. Makes the storm a calm, so the waves thereof are still. Makes the storm a calm, so the waves thereof are still. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. You will find that scattered throughout Psalm 107.
Banner over me. measure over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love.
Amen.
You know, as adults, sometimes we think we're extremely intelligent. But Jesus gave us an example when he pointed back to the children. He said, except you be as one of them, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And I tell you, my little Abigail, she wakes up every morning with a smile on her face. Now, I'm not happy she's waking me up, you know, at 5:30, 5:45, 6 o'clock every morning. But nevertheless, she has a smile on her face. She hasn't learned how to not have a smile on her face. And so she thinks this is how it's supposed to be. And she's so happy to see me. And I'm, of course, happy to see her. And, you know, when you meet someone who has a smile on their face, it's contagious. It's kind of hard, you know, to be like, Indeed, he puts a smile right on my face, and his banner over me is love. If you found that to be true, go and say hello to each other this morning.
Love. straight path before my feet. His banner over me is love. He put straight paths before my feet. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love.
Hallelujah.
For my spirit. of heaviness, that we might be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. You gave me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for my spirit of heaviness, that we might be tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that You might be glorified. You gave me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for my spirit of heaviness, that I might be a tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that You might be glorified. You gave me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for my spirit of heaviness, that I might be a tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that You might be glorified.
Amen. Thank You, Lord.
Talk to Papa God.
To Thee.
Spirit, have your way. Fill my mouth with your words, Holy Spirit. And I thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day today. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy he has begotten us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Oh, they praise you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace, for your loving kindness, which is better than life. He says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Lord, we thank you. Oh, that we are in good hands in Christ Jesus. And there's no weapons formed against us shall prosper. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and any high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ our Lord. And having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. Thank you, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a wonderful Savior. What a blessed Redeemer. What a mighty King. Master of everything. Oh, and we thank you, Lord, that we are children of the Most High God. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And we want to declare today that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations. And we want to thank you today. We have the victory. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious. For we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that is within us than he that's the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the power, for the anointing that you've given us. Thank you for guiding us and directing us with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for preparing us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, you said, O Lord, in Mark 11:22, have faith in God. For if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe what you said shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you said. And whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And Lord, we thank you and praise you today, O Lord, that you've given us the power that we can remove mountains out of our lives in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Let us, O Lord, believe it. Let us realize it. And let us not doubt, O Lord, what the gifts that you have given us. And we bless you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for moving in the midst of us today in such a mighty way. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for anointing the pastor mightily as he will bring the message to us. Give him peace in his heart, clarity of mind, and freedom to preach. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. Thank you, Lord, for touching everyone that gives a testimony. Bring the anointing upon them. And we pray, O Lord, that your name be glorified. Glorify with the testimonies. Glorify with the preaching of the word, with the music. In every area of this ministry, that let the name of Jesus be lifted up higher and higher. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you today for a mighty victory. Thank you also, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh, you are a provider, you the God that shall supply all our needs. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. Hallelujah. You are the reward of them that diligently seek him. And we pray, O Lord, today out of what you have given us, out of the, O Lord, the riches that you have given us, let us give to the work of the Lord. Hallelujah, for we have great riches in Christ Jesus. Let us give today liberally. Let us, oh, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you may have always all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. And Lord, we thank you that you mean what you say. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Good morning. I could have used another verse on that piano. I was really liking that. I'm going to share a little bit this morning about, I'm going to read chapter 6 of Nehemiah. A friend of mine told me to read that this week, and so I did. And I'm going to add a few things as I'm going along. Not like the NIV, I mean. Just, this is Tom Burns' edition. But staying true to the real word. Okay. So, if you know the story about Nehemiah, he was sent to rebuild the wall in Jerusalem, right? And some guys did not like it. And here's what it says in chapter 6. It says, "Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you?" I like that guy's answer. "Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner." When you get letters in the mail, you know, that try to get you to fear, don't go for it. Okay. Then sent Sanballat his servant unto me in like manner the fifth time with an open letter in his hand. Okay, he must have had his attorney draft a letter for this guy. Okay, wherein was written, "It is reported among the heathen, and Gashmu saith it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel. For which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah." I don't think that's what he was saying, that he was king. I believe he was talking about Jesus. "And now shall it be reported to the king according to these words, Come now therefore, and let us take counsel together. Then I sent unto him, saying, There are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, Their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands." When the enemy comes to you and whispers in your ear, you know, these guys can do it cheaper than you and you're not going to be able to compete, just disregard that. When he comes and says, this is not going to work, you can disregard it. And go forward, right? And say, "Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands." "Afterward I came unto the son of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mahetabel." Boy, these guys got some names. "Who was shut up, and he said, Let us meet together in the house of God, within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple. For they will come to slay thee. Yea, in the night they will come to slay thee. And I said, Should such a man as I flee? And who is there that being as I am would go into the temple to save his life. I will not go in. Now here's the kicker right here, and it says, and lo, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. So what that tells me is I better be able to hear what God has for me to hear. And, you know, not this guy or that guy, you know, we don't confer with flesh and blood. Therefore was he hired that I should be afraid and do so and sin, that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah and the rest of the prophets, that they would have put me in fear. So he's going to let God deal. He's asking God to deal with these guys that try to put fear on him. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. So I got a lot of good and comfort out of that this week. When you're commissioned to do something by God and you just go out to do it, you can't be deterred by circumstances, by people, by rumors, when people don't measure up what you think they should measure up to. You know, you can't let any of that take and lower you down. That's what I'm trying to say. You got to keep your eye on the prize, keep your eye on Jesus, and push forward. And so that's the word that I got this week. No matter what, keep pushing forward. And at the end, they're going to say, God did it. It was a work of God. And he will get the glory. So, because I have the devil always whispering in my ear, saying, you're not going to make it. You know, you're going down. And I have to keep telling him, oh, by faith, we are going to make it. By faith, we will do great things. So, if you get a chance, read the book of Nehemiah. Okay, we have some testimonies. Karen.
Well, I am happy today. I have a praise report and a testimony. And the praise report is this. In the past week, I have had two people in the course of my life ask me, what is the reason for your happiness? Happened on the job and happened out at this other meeting that I go to. And I was able to share with them the reason. Now, the testimony about this is that a year ago, I would not have been in this condition that I am now. A year ago, I was absolutely miserable. And many of you remember that period of time. But something happened. God met me and God revealed a number of things to me. And, you know, I had a real miracle in how I even came into this ministry, how I even moved to Sacramento, and I've talked about that a lot in the past, and that's all on my on the old testimony tapes. I'm not going to say anything about that, but that was a miracle. And this was a miracle this year. I kind of came to the point where I kind of was hitting a block, and I couldn't get past it. I didn't know what it was, but I was depressed. I was oppressed. I was miserable. And what I found out is that there are many different words that describe, or different meanings that describe particular words, such as the word occultism. Now, we always think of occultism as, you know, seances and, you know, the Ouija board and that kind of thing. But there's also another meaning of occultism. And I was filled with occultism. And I hated that I was filled with it once I realized what it was. And really, occultism, the other meaning of it, is anything that offers itself as truth in the place of God and is not. So, doubt, unbelief, believing a lie, you know, a fear, believing a fear, something that's based on the opposite of who God is and who I am in Him, in truth, knowledge, position, or identity, affects all those things. So some of the symptoms that were evident in my life were insomnia, unresolved anger, exhaustion, fatigue, chronic fatigue syndrome, depression, fiery darts that came into my mind and tormented me, drivenness, self-pity, being preoccupied with myself, feeling unworthy, not loving myself. And this is the number one thing was, and this is when I'm, this one thing is, indicates a very high level of occultic intrusion, is fear of not being delivered. I did not believe that there was help for me. And so that all leads to no rest. And, you know, we're taught here about, you know, the spiritual world and about, you know, Thomas, you know, spoke about it, how those thoughts come in. The, you know, the demons are always trying to interact with us. And, you know, what I found out is that not all those thoughts are my own. That maybe those thoughts could be an evil spirit that has intertwined itself with me, that I'm not aware that this is happening, and that's why I didn't understand what was happening. That's what the block was all about. So the thing that I learned how to do was to separate from all of that. And what I found out was that that battle, you know, it's not of flesh and blood. That battle is within. It's with the invisible kingdom that's trying to teach me the law of sin by giving me these thoughts and impressions and feelings, you know, and then I follow them because I think they're mine. They're not my thoughts. They're their thoughts. And so I actually want to read a couple of verses here. This is in Mark 7:18-23. And he said unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without enter into the man, it cannot defile him, because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats? And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceedeth evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, all of these evil things come from within and defile the man. So every time that I yielded to those evil spirits and allowed it to manifest in me, such as, you know, bitterness or resentment, or when I get real angry and, you know, light it, you know, start rah, rah, rah about something to someone else, gossip, when I'm jealous or envious about something else, basically I've come into agreement with that sin, and God reckons it to me as a sin. So I've come into agreement with the law of sin. And this is something that affects each and every one of us. You know, I'm not the only one who has this little problem. But what it helped me to see was that, you know, there's a solution to it. And that, you know, we're given discernment so that when I see it in me, I can take care of it by, you know, recognizing it, taking responsibility and repenting from it. It also helps me when I see it in you, because I know what's going on, because I see that, you know, you're, it's really not you who is being nasty to me. It's really that sin that's in you. It's really that evil spirit that's in you who's trying to get me to engage with it. And, you know, this is just really a basic nutshell of the things that that I learned, but, and still am learning. But the it was just so freeing. And because before, you know, I'd read the scripture and I'd repeat the scripture, I'd say the scripture, but I could never really put it on and wear it, you know, and walk in it for very long. I could do it momentarily. I could maybe do it for a day, but it was never lasting. But now it's like part of me. It's like in me. And, you know, I have this lightness in my step. And when I'm walking down the steps at work, it's like I'm walking and it's like I have this bounce in my step. And I got this smile on my face. And people are saying, "What's with Karen?" You know, it's like, I don't have to go up to someone and say, "Hey, you, you're a sinner. You need Jesus." They come to me and ask me what is going on with my life. Praise God. That's, to me, that's, you know, that's the perfect testimony. And I never had it before. And I am just so happy. I am so happy. I could just jump for joy, but I'm not going to.
All right. Thank you for that truth. I got this verse I want to share too. You heard it many, many times. And I'm practicing this with that spiritual warfare prayer. This verse is 1 Peter 5:8. It says, "Be sober." That means wide awake. But here's something that we have, I have a problem with. And the next word says, "Be vigilant." Vigilant, meaning to do it over and over and over again. When you pray on Monday morning and you bind the demons over your business and over that city and over your jobs, and Tuesday morning you decide to unload the truck and not be vigilant about binding the demons. See, or Wednesday, you decide to sleep in. You know, I haven't got too many of those sleep-in days, but it is very important, and I've been practicing it, to be vigilant, to pray that prayer every day. To bind the enemy every day. And at the same time, when you're looking around you and you see all the garbage and all the corruption, you got to remember Matthew 6:34. It says, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There is going to be that evil there every day, plenty of it, more than you can stand, more than you want to see, but get used to it. It is going to be there. And don't let it bother you. So, okay. I saw a lot of hands. All right, Lois.
Well, I'm going to be quick, but this is really neat. Last week, you remember the ones that were here, we prayed corporately for Nadine Walby, who was in the hospital. She had had a bad fall and had developed a blood clot on the brain, according to two CAT scans. But Sunday, we prayed, and I can't be sure of the exact times, but sometime around 12:30, 1 o'clock, something like that, the doctor came in and told her that he was scheduling her for surgery and so on, but that before he did that, he wanted one more CAT scan. And that she thought, you know, that's an awful lot of radiation, but he said, I really need it to confirm. I just want to be sure. And with two CAT scans, he wasn't sure. He was sure. He had scheduled surgery. And anyway, he did another CAT scan Sunday, and it came back clear, absolutely gone. So praise God, he answered our prayers, and she's recovering very nicely at home.
Got another short testimony. I got a lot of testimonies today, and this one, I went in to get my vacuum cleaner belt at this vacuum cleaner place. Okay, so the guy's got a Bible on the counter there, and so I engaged him about this, talking about the Bible. And in our conversation, he says, I want to tell you a story of what happened to me. And I said, okay. So he says, I went to work at this place, a different place, and this had been a year or two, a few years back, and he said, very boring job. And he didn't tell me what it was. He said, I ended up taking my Bible because I could work and read my Bible at the same time. And after about 7 months into that job, he said to me, he says, have you ever, or do you know what a day vision is? I said, I have maybe somewhat of an idea. So he says, what happened to me is I was working and all of a sudden, I saw myself come out of my body, okay? But what he said is, and stood right next to me and looked at me, but he said it was very, very ugly. And then he just said, and then this entity just walked through the wall, through a power unit, you know, like 100-amp service, walked right through it and disappeared. And he said, and immediately I was delivered of smoking. I never smoked anymore. And so I asked him, I said, what do you think happened? He said, I was delivered of demons. And it was done. That's the way it was done. God delivered me. And I said, were you a Christian at the time? Oh, most definitely. So, you know, God gives you little pieces here and there. And I'll guarantee you one thing. You cannot tell that guy that Christians can't have a demon. He's seen it come right out of him and walk right out the door. Or through the wall, I should say. So, I praise God for that little story. You know, I like to hear those things, what's going on with people and what happened. And I like to have my faith strengthened. And that kind of thing strengthens my faith. Okay, we got time for one more testimony. And Natalia, you're it.
Psalm 61, verse 1. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Come, thou fountain, every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy, never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some modest sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain, fix upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Sorry I shall be in spirit, till release from flesh and sin. Yet from what I do inherit, here thy praises all begin. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come, and by thy
And I hope
by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. How his kindness yet pursues me, mortal tongue can never tell. Clothes and flesh shall dead shall lose me, I cannot proclaim it well. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a feather, bind my wandering heart to thee. Upon to wander, Lord, I feel it. Upon to leave thy God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Oh, that day when, free from sinning, I shall see thy lovely face, clothed in blood-washed linen, how I'll sing thy sovereign grace. Come, my Lord, no longer tarry, take my ransom soul away. Send thine angels now to carry me to ransom endless day.
Amen. Praise God, isn't that wonderful? Well, I love these words right here. Oh, that day when freed from sinning, I shall see the lovely face, clothed then in blood and washed in linen, how I'll sing thy sovereign grace. Praise God. Today we had super wonderful testimonies. I have to agree with each one of these people. Their Holy Spirit's working super hard today, and I had the testimony today, but I'm going to save it for 2 weeks when we won't have such a great celebration like we're having today. But I do want to extend an invitation to each one of you people today for coming today, not only from out of town, out of state, but from out of the country. Our granddaughter, that's all she talked about, those people and the children that are coming from someplace far away up there. So praise God and welcome. Amen.
Praise God and good morning. We still have morning, a few more minutes. Man, what a preaching congregation we got. So today we have with us some members of what we call our cyber church. Now, if you live in California, close by at least 100 miles away, you cannot be a member of the cyber church. You got to drive here. But we want to welcome today a family from Belgium that has been with us as a ministry for about 3 years. So, Gert, why don't you and your wife come on up here and children and share with us what God has been doing. So I'll let you start.
Good morning. Good morning. It's very nice to be with you. We always watch via these cameras. And this is about the time that we finish up our dishes and the children go off to bath. And we just worship together with you, and this is the time that we settle down for the night, and we follow the service, me and Charmaine, in silence. You know, kids are in bed, but we always worship with you, and we always follow with you. You would never, I think it's very difficult for you to estimate and see the impact that you have. These cameras and these web streaming that you have really broadcast the message far into the world. I came into this, I just by accident strolled upon the website, and we started following the services from there. Okay, so Luan, my youngest son, and Clarissa, my daughter, and Chris, my oldest son. So Luan is going to explain to you what he's learned at school. So in Belgium, he's following a very special school. There's only 7 of them in Belgium. It's called School with the Bible. And it's a Christian school, and it's fully subsidized by the government. And it's very, very, it's actually very seldom that you still find this in Europe. So Luan has, at school, this year he was in the third grade, and he's learned how to preach the gospel by, it's called an Evangie Cube. It's a little cube.
It's there.
Where?
Okay, go and get it.
It's a little Evangie Cube. You fold it out and you read the verses, and he's memorized the verses as part of a project at school. And these verses explain the gospel. Now he's going to do it in Dutch, because in Belgium, one of the three official languages is Dutch. So he has memorized these scriptures in Dutch, and as soon as he said them, Chris will just tell you which verses are those in the Bible. And when they're done, I'll just summarize for you in English. Okay. So Luan, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, go.
Want allen hebben gezondigd en derven de heerlijkheid Gods. Romeinen 3, vers 23.
That's Romans 3, verse 23.
God echter bij zijn liefde jeugt ons doordat Christus, toen wij nog zondaren waren, voor ons gestorven is. Romeinen 5, vers 8.
Romans 5, 8.
Want al zo lief heeft God de wereld gehad dat hij zijn enige geboren zoon gegeven heeft, opdat in ieder die in hem gelooft niet verloren gaat, maar eeuwig leven heeft. Johannes 3, vers 16.
John 3, 16.
En hij is begraven en ten derde dagen opgewekt naar de schriften. 1 Corinthians 15, vers 4.
1 Corinthians 15, 4.
God, Jezus zeide tot hem, ik ben de weg, de waarheid en het leven. Niemand komt tot de Vader dan door mij. Johannes 14, vers 6.
John 14, 6.
Voorwaar, ik zeg u, een woord hoort en hem gelooft die mij gezonden heeft, heeft eeuwig leven en komt niet in het oordeel, want hij is overgegaan uit de dood in het leven. Johannes 5, vers 24.
John 5, 24.
Want door genade zijt gij behouden, door het geloof dat niet uit uzelf, het is een gave van God, niet uit werken, opdat niemand drome. Efeziërs 2, vers 8 en 9.
Ephesians 2, 8 en 9.
Mijn schapen horen naar mijn stem. Ik ken ze en zij volgen mij en ik geef hen eeuwig leven. En zij zullen voorzeker niet verloren gaan in eeuwigheid en niemand zal ze uit mijn hand roven. Johannes 10, vers 27, 28.
John 10, vers 27
en 28. So this basically explains the gospel, and it helps the kids to, in their classroom as well, to go out and be vigilant for the word. Okay?
Okay, here we go. Good morning, church. We are so very blessed and happy to be with you today. And we bring you greetings from Europe and from Africa. We've been living in Belgium now for 8 years, but we were all of us were born in South Africa. And we did some lovely sightseeing yesterday with Pastor John, and we went up the mountains and down the mountains and around the mountains, and it was really very cool to see this land here. And that reminded me of a verse in scripture. And I went back and I found it. It's in Psalms 121. And it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. But I would like to say, unto the mountains. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shadow upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evils. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Then I would like to give you a bit of my background, my testimony, basically. So I am saved by the grace of God, for the Bible tells me so in Ephesians 2. I love God. I really cherish my family. I value my friends. And the greatest desire in my heart is to see others come to a saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and encourage them in their walk and relationship with Him. So I was, like I said, I was born and raised in South Africa. I was the eldest of three daughters. And my mother and father were well-meaning, good religious people that attended a South African Protestant church, but they were not saved. They followed all the traditions of their church that the men prescribed to them. And at the age of 7, a tragedy struck our house. My mother was diagnosed with cancer. Well, the good thing that came out of this tragedy is that she started searching. She started really searching, and she found God. And she made Jesus Christ her Lord and Savior. She got baptized in water. She got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And she also led her family to the Lord. So at the age of 8, I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. But the bad news of all this is that the doctors only gave her 3 years to live, maximum. And so her concern was for her young family, because I was 7 at that stage, 7, 8. My sisters were 3 and 4 years old. So she prayed to God and pleaded with Him and said, please, Lord, just give me 10 years to raise my children. And God was gracious to her, and He gave her the 10 years she asked for. But I must tell you, it was a hard 10 years. Sometimes the cancer would disappear, and then it would come back again. So looking back on all this, I know now today that our greatest battles are always in our minds. You know, like all of you, the testimonies this morning, the devil comes and he whispers in your ear. So you know what I'm talking about. So at the age of 16, I earnestly had a prayer burden. I prayed to God and I asked Him to please send me a godly boyfriend. And about a month later, my mother asked me, would you like to be connected to the youth group? We were attending a very large, at this stage now, after we got saved, we attended a very large Protestant church in South Africa, a spirit-filled church. And so it was 8,000 plus members in that church. So my mother asked, would you like to go to youth group? And I said, yes, I would like to go, and not even thinking of my prayer. But this was a very big thing for me, because I was very shy at school, and I only spoke to a few girls that I considered my friends. So, but I really wanted to know and learn more about Jesus, so I said yes, and I went to this youth group, and there I met Gert. And from the moment we met, we connected, and we had similar interests. We had the same subjects at school, although we did not go to the same school. We lived in like 100 kilometers apart, or something like that. And but we instantly connected. 2 years later, after I met Gert, just before my 18th birthday, my mother died on January 15th, 1987. I was really devastated, because every time my mother would get really sick, and then everyone would pray for her, and she would be healed or for a time. And I really believed that she would be healed, but not this time. God called her home. So my reaction to this was that I was mad at my mother and at God for a couple of years. I still went to church. I still tried to read my Bible, but I had no joy, and it was very difficult for me to pray. So the outside, the people didn't notice anything, but in the inside, my heart really became as hard as stone. So from Gary, I went from a spirit-filled believer to a carnal Christian. But looking back on all this, I really thank God that He gave me grace and protection during those years. Let me describe you one incident that comes to mind. We were visiting friends on a farm, and it was very rural. And at night, I stepped onto a poisonous snake, and the snake did not bite me. And the farmer's son killed the snake, and they could not believe that this snake did not bite me. But looking back, I know it was God's holy angels that protected me from this snake. So I praise Him for that. So like I said, Gert and I, we become very good friends. We started dating. We finished our school because we were 16 at that stage. And our studies at university, I studied commercial computer science. And 6 years after we first met, we got married on November 17th, 1990. So this year we will be celebrating 20 years of marriage. Praise God for that. So I thank God for answering my prayer at 16 and gave me a godly man and friend. I can honestly say he's my best friend since the day we met. And so we got married and we decided we would not have children straight away. We'll wait 2 years. So 2 years came and 2 years passed, and I said to her, I'm not ready to have children. And about 4 years later, we said, okay, we'll start the family. But 18 months after that even, nothing happened. So then one night in a church service, there was an altar call, and there was a lady that prayed for me, a lady counselor. But that night, I really had an encounter with God, because like I said, I had rebelled against God because I was unhappy with God for taking my mother. So my greatest concern was, I don't want to have children. What would happen if similar would happen to me and my children would be left without the mother? But that night, I really made my peace with God. I repented and I said, God, I totally need you 100% back in my life. So God actually also told me that night, humanly, it's not possible for me to care and take care of my children 100%. But He said, He's in control, and will I allow Him to take care of them? And I said, yes, Lord, I choose to trust You on this. And about a month later or so, I was pregnant with my eldest son. So I thank and praise God for His presence each day in my life. The thrilling part of each day for me is to study the Word of God, I'm reading the Bible with new eyes every time I read it, and everything is fresh and refreshing. God is worthy and good and worthy of all our praise. So let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfection of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, Hebrews 12:2. And then I want to end with the words of Apostle Paul that he wrote in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 1, that said, finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. Thank you.
So, just to finish up, as you can see, we're really following God in this. My personal testimony is similar to Charmaine's. At the same time that she was praying for a boyfriend, I was praying for a godly girlfriend. And it happened one or 2 months later that we met. And the rest is history, as you can see. But I just wanted to share briefly with you, like Charmaine explained, we came from South Africa, and we really went to a church that was Christ preaching, charismatic, Holy Spirit filled, Pentecostal church, big church. But we were in a comfort zone, because in South Africa, it's different than Europe, and maybe here as well. Everybody knows the Bible. You can ask anybody, do you know Jonah and the whale, the story? And they would say, yes, they know the story. Or do you know the story of Joseph and his dream coat? Yes, everybody knows the story. In Belgium, where we lived, when we moved there, I was surprised that nobody knew the Bible. Nobody knew what was going on. I really thought, there are so many buildings, church buildings. When I arrived, I was very ignorant. I thought, wow, this place must be very Christian. And it is not. People call themselves the Christian Democratic Party or the Christian this and the Christian that, but they really don't follow the Bible. They don't even care about the Bible. So when people started to ask us, what is this book you read? I mean, is this is just a crutch. Christianity is a crutch. We don't need this. The Bible is just full of myths. How do you believe this? And I was challenged personally to defend the Bible. And then I realized I believe the Bible. I don't doubt my faith. I just don't know how to defend the Bible. And that's when I started to look and search for supplementary, let's say, spiritual food supplements, how to get more to defend the Bible. And this is actually, I think, this was in God's purpose and in his planning for us to move to Belgium, for me and Charmaine to grow spiritually. I don't think we would have been where we are now had it not been for God's purpose and God's grace in moving us to Belgium. Okay, and then Romans 8:28, a very, very famous verse that says, everything works together for the good of those who love Jesus and are called according to his purposes. Make sure you stay in his purpose so that everything will work together. Amen. People often quote that verse wrongly, but make sure you stay in the will and the purpose of God so that everything will work together. And not one thing and this thing and that thing, but everything work together for the good. Okay, thank you.
Stay right here. Charmaine and the Gert, now he pronounced his name Hurt.
Yes.
And that's it, but I have a hard time with how to say Gert. So you can learn his name afterwards. But anyway, they have gone through deliverance, they bought the material, prayed for themselves, and after they done that, they completed course number 3. Christian Dynamics. So today we want to present you with your certificates. Congratulations. Congratulations. So you have that. Now, we're not done yet. Come up a little bit closer. Okay. I want to introduce now to the people in Europe. Our deliverance team in Europe. Gert and Charmaine Timmerman. Amen. And we have one gentleman that has been waiting for them, Peter Morris, a British guy living in Germany. And he's excited to come and to be delivered. We talked about this yesterday, and they're going to borrow a room in their home church and do deliverance. They will pick up today the new deliverance not manual, but Christian Dynamics number 1. So we're very happy. And so to those of you in Europe, these are your people that know how to pray. They know how to do things, and they can get the demons out. So you come to Belgium, contact us, and we will have them contact you and set an appointment. So Sister Carol and Brother Satiris, our team leaders in the United States, here is your team in Europe. Amen. God bless you. Congratulations. Okay? All right. Thank you very much. God bless you. Okay? Good to have you. Okay. Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be having a Pentecostal church where we don't have a time ticking. And I want to share just a couple of things with you here before we pray this morning. And I'm just praying that I'll be able to hear it to stay collected. This is from Germany. This is Peter Moores. He doesn't have a fast download, so we have to send him DVDs on the services. But this man had a severe arrested development spirit, had all kind of problems. And he purchased, of all the things, he purchased Christian Dynamics number 2. And we didn't give him the book, but they sent him the cassette albums. In that series, I have a lesson called the power of the spoken word. So he has been going through that, and he decided that he can do all kind of things. And this is what he wrote this week. I want to say how beautiful, simple, and powerful is the testimony of the spoken word. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. I can do it. I'm doing it. And the victories are clocking up. Praise the Lord. Now, he talked to me, I believe it was Friday. And he said that he had gone out in the town where he lives in Germany. Now, he cleans windows and do a little handiwork and so on. And he said, for the first time, I had a business card, and I was not scared. I walked from place to place, handed it out, without being intimidated. He said, it is great. So God is really working with him. We're looking forward to the Timmermans taking care of him through the Holy Spirit and getting him totally, absolutely set free. And Peter said this. Now, he's about 47 years old. He said, I want to serve God. I want to pray. I want to minister myself. So we have more people coming up. This is the email that came in to us Monday. And Monday morning, we needed a miracle. And this is happened in 1973. We were in a place called Boliden. And I was preaching there for about 3 weeks. And I was in a Mission Covenant Church, an Assembly of God Church. And so I just read this here to you briefly. So this is a pastor. There was a pastor at that time. He said, we are just now here in this area. And we stayed overnight after we had a evening song service. They sing. He said, you probably remember Stefan Holmgren, which I did not. And he accepted Christ in the meetings that we had and decided to get baptized, which led to that many more were baptized in a lake a little bit away there. His wife, Shastin, got saved a few years later. And at that time, they had one son. And later, in 1977, they got a son by the name of Johan. Now, Sunday, they had a service in this area. And their son, Johan, was preaching. He will be the same age as Charles Terrell. And his brother and both families with their children sang in the morning service. And also his wife, Justine, was there. Stefan is, since a few years ago, with the Lord, he died. And Johan told me that at the funeral, as the man knew he was dying, he said, I want to discuss, I want to have my funeral. And he said, I want them to sing this song, I am now leaving all, I'm leaving all to you, my dear Jesus. And the song here is, I Surrender All, is the one in English. Because he said, that's the song they sang when I gave my life to Christ. So they did. And he said it was very inspirational and also touching to see this happen. And, you know, at the baptism of this man, there was a few other people that were there that were going to be baptized. And after I was standing in a lake, little lake, and I said to the people on the shore, anyone else wants to be baptized? And I don't know how many, but a few of them simply said yes. And he baptized them in their clothes as they came to the service. So this is really a blessing to me to receive that this week. We have two prayer requests here today. So far, our prayers are so good that no one else got sick. Amen? Oh, wow. So that's good. No one had an accident. We didn't have anything to pray for. So this week, we got to take a break. We don't have to pray for anyone. You know, they're okay. So let's talk about oil. The price of oil did not change much this week. It fell 3 cents per barrel, went down 3 cents, and stayed at 76.04. The market is very volatile since the world government does not want the price to get lower and is doing everything it can to keep the pressure up with bad news that they hope will drive up the price. But we have a great God who can and will confound these evil people. We need to keep the prayer pressure up without ceasing. So we're going to have our oil minister here today take care of that situation. He was good for 3 cents last week, so we got to do better this week. Now, let me share this with you as gently as I can. Wednesday, this last week, our electrical bill was due at the production center. We did not have the money. And this is for the first time probably, but I cannot remember ever, we simply could not pay the electrical bill. That had to go. This coming week, now Tuesday, we have to pay the phone bills. And we, if we don't do that, we get the electricity cut off, we get the phones cut off. So we did a great miracle that we will not have only our electricity paid for, but the telephone will be handled too also. Now, some of you says, well, don't you have faith? If I didn't have faith, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't stand here. I got faith. But what do you do when you have a bill, it's due today, you look at a checkbook, there's no money there, you check with the treasurer, is there any money, can I get a little bit of salary, and there's no money there, what do you do then? You simply don't pay the bill, and you say, God, what do I do? Well, Thursday morning, God spoke to me and said, I want you to write a letter. And he simply said, this is what Jehoshaphat did. When Jehoshaphat had the armies coming against Jerusalem, he was told about this. He gathered the people, told them the story, and then they prayed, and they got a miracle. And God said, you need to talk to the congregation. You need to talk to the people that are out there, your friends, people that are part of our ministry, and simply say, pray, and also, if you can do something about it. I said Thursday night, and I wrote this letter about 5.5 pages after Charles was done with it. He always managed to save paper. So it was done, and we put it up on the internet. I did it Thursday night. Friday afternoon, it was up on the internet. We also mailed it out to 1,100 people about that are friends to us. I didn't hear nothing. But we spent all our time yesterday with the Timmermans, and then this morning, my brother came and said some money had come in, so I want to say thank you to those of you that sent in money in response to this call. Now, those of you that are members here will receive a letter after you have eaten. I don't want you to have it before you eat. I want you to have a good meal and be able to digest it. You can take that home and read it in peace and harmony. But this is where we're at. So today we're going to pray in a great miracle. And some people says, you know, why is your ministry, why has it happened to this ministry? There are a number of churches right now that are being closed down. Number of things happening because the devil walks around like a roaring lion seeking to devour whom he can. But we're going to stand, and I have faith that we're going to be victorious. So I need you that want to come and pray with us here to come on up and pray with us.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and for our many blessings, Lord. And we want to say thank you for all things, Lord. And Lord, I want to thank you for bringing the Timmerman family here also and giving them traveling mercies, Lord, and that they would have a great time throughout the remainder of their vacation or they say holiday, Lord. And we thank you that they were able to give a testimony this morning. And really, it's a testimony to what you have done. And it's beautiful to see a family that walks with God And you see the beauty shining and radiating from them, Lord. So that is your glory. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that that there is a multitude of testimonies going on, and you're working in the lives of your people, and that we can each draw from each other, and we can see what you're doing in the lives of our family members, Lord. And we know what you will do for them, you will also do for us. So, Lord, we thank you for that. Now we want to lift up this man in Germany. Is Torres. Is that how you pronounce it? Torres? Oh, Morse. Yes. And we thank you, Lord, that you have worked with him through the written word that he has got from us and through your Bible, Lord, and that he's able to go out without intimidation and work to build his business, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that he's going to be delivered of all this garbage that's been plaguing him for years, Lord, and that also we know that you will help that situation along, Lord, and you will give wisdom and guidance to whoever you have to help him, Lord. And we thank you for that. We thank you that he's going to be victorious, and the rest of his life will be fruitful as he's working in your vineyard, Lord. And we just thank you for that. We thank you for your blessing upon him, financially, spiritually, in every way, Lord, that you would pour it upon him, that he would be receiving the showers of blessings, Lord. And we thank you for that same showers of blessings to fall here among these people in this room. In Jesus' name, amen.
I also, too, here am praising God for a wonderful day today, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for a wonderful time here today. I also praise God. I praise you, God, Father, for the Timmerman family, their children. God, that you'll raise them up in a mighty way, Lord God, and strengthen them in every way. Watch over them. Put your holy angels about them, Father God.
Yes.
Strengthen them mightily, even more than what they are today, Lord God. Give them the strength and the power to move in a country that is losing touch with God. Lord God, I just praise you for this family. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, we've seen how you've taken care of the situation in the Gulf, and how you have allowed people to finally get the oil shut down in the Gulf region, Lord God. Lord God, we praise you and thank you for that. Thank you, Father God, for taking charge over the oil and the gas prices, Lord God, in America and throughout the world, and how you're dealing with the gangsters, Lord God. They aren't being able to move. They're not being able to raise the prices higher, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God, for answering my prayers. And Lord, how you've held this price to 70-some dollars and have not allowed it to go higher. And Lord God, I know that you're in charge and that you're going to move in a mighty way and drive these prices even lower. But I believe in all my heart, Lord God, that you use people like myself and others to be a witness for you, to be able to show that we really care about what's going on in America, Lord God. And we ask you to move, God. We trust you with all our heart, Father God. We need your help. We love you. And thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross to save us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, giving you all the honor and power and prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we are very, very short when it comes to one thing here in this church, and that is finances. It's something that just, it seems to plague us time and time again. Father, we know that when it comes to wealth, gold, silver, precious stones, anything that we consider valuable here that's on the earth, you made it all. You're in charge of it. You can release, you can deny. Now, Father, when it comes to having bills to pay, we like to be able to be punctual, to be able to say, we are Christians, and not drag your name in the mud. And so, Father, you're aware of the financial needs that we have here in this ministry. And, Father, we believe that you've put a supply of drops out there ahead of us. We haven't hit them yet. We're waiting to discover them. And so, Father, we just thank you for doing that. And, Father, the bigger the crisis that comes along, the bigger the miracle that needs to happen. And so, Father, you know, when it comes to Elijah, when he stood there on Mount Carmel, and it was do or die at that point, and he called upon your name, and you answered by fire. So, Father God, we just ask now, that we need a miracle. So, Father, we are believing you for that, that you can do that. Father, I believe that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that is impossible for you. So, Father, we're going to praise you here ahead of time now, that we don't have the finances in our hands. We don't have the money to pay. But, Father, we praise you nevertheless, that it will be here. And that next week we will be able to praise you on the other side and be able to say, thank you, God, for providing for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that these prayers have been answered. And I want to thank you, Father God, for healing Nadine, for that blood clot, Father God, that would disappear. We thank you, Father God, for the testimony of Karen Leach here today, Father God, the victory that she is having, Lord. And Father, I want to thank you right now that this congregation is growing spiritually. And that, Father God, we have victory. Many victories are won. And that's why the devil is upset. But we are going to defeat him in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we thank you, Father God, right now, that we can simply say, thank you, Lord. It's a done deal. We're going to be praising you right now for the rest of this month. And come back and say, you helped us out again. This I ask in Jesus' name. And those who agreed said, amen and amen. Thomas and Mike, come here, stand on this side here. Okay, you may be seated. I'm standing here between the Burns brothers. And I just want to share this with the congregation and with you that are watching us. That Thomas Burns came to us about 1998. About 12 years ago. And he's been walking with the Lord for some time. But he had a brother here, Michael. And Michael was heavy, involved in amphetamines, and he was a slave to that, destroyed him. And Thomas simply said, we're going to pray for my brother. And we prayed and prayed. And then in 2000, Michael said, I want to go to church. I want to be set free. Now, Thomas is a tough guy from time to time. He told his brother this. He said, before we touch you, before you pray for you, you have to attend church 1 year, every Sunday. Then we talk to you. Well, God had put enough prayer in this man. And so he came for one solid year. And after that, he was taken through deliverance. And today you have the two Burns brothers. They have one brother left that is out of the tulips. But eventually he will come in. So I just want to share that with you to what God can do and how important it is that we care for our siblings and our family. God bless you both, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
and how important it is to allow God to work in your life and deliver you from this world.
But this time we're going to take our children out to their classes. Some of them already gone. And we have the outlines being handed out.